This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of what's going on. Thanks to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, produced the charts of the sort of formalized list, if you will, of the stories, the main stories that have been covered on News Talk Radio this past week. The people who are involved in these stories, there are 10 of each of them on that list. And we get at it with Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and spends a good deal of time, perhaps not enough, with us, but she's here when she can be, and she likes to throw her focus around because...
My 2 cents, but with Joe Biden's inflation, it's now 24.
24 cents. Congratulations. There you have it. And then there's my pal on the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner. We're here to discuss these issues as well. But I always kind of start out our conversation with some silly story from Los Angeles or some story that has to do with California or something that has to do with wine. Mm. So here's this guy, Tom Gilby.
Speaking my language. Yes.
Yes, I know. The video has gone viral. He uploaded this video of himself blind tasting a different glass of wine during each mile of the London Marathon. In the clip that you can see on several different sources, he's seen stopping to guess the grape variety as he takes a different sip. He also asks or is asked to tell the country of origin and the vintage of the wine. And he was right 7 times. And 14 times he was pretty close to being right. He got 4 wrong. So this is a 26-mile marathon. And so he has, I don't know if English make good wine, but French wine involved in this and Italian wine and different types. So the question came from a reporter, how did you keep from getting drunk or feeling tipsy during the race? He said he only drank small sips or when he drank it, he spit it out.
Yeah, that's how you're really supposed to taste wine, is to really swish it around your palate and spit. In fact, when I was doing my sommelier training, it's been 10 years ago now, more than that maybe, I was doing it at Disney, and they would make you spit into a Mickey paper cup because you weren't allowed to consume any alcohol because it was a lot of Disney employees that were there. Mm. But that's what you have to do to become a sommelier, and in fact, the reason that I don't know, I have my dad and people around me always think I have a great palate is because I actually nailed one of those in my SOM test. They gave me a white wine, and the guy in front of me said he thought it was a Sauvignon Blanc, and I was like, no way. It's not a Sauvignon Blanc, or a Chardonnay, I think he said. I said, I'm not going down on Chardonnay. So I identified a Viognier that I had before, and I totally nailed it, and they made me stand up, and I got applause. It was very exciting.
That's hooray! Awesome. I can totally understand being able to identify the type of wine it is, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty part of what region did this come from,
and the year
that, from where, that's impressive.
All right, well, that's our ancillary story for this week on the Real Radio Talk Radio Review. So now let's get to the heart of some of the matters. I'm going to go through the list quickly. Number 10, the reclassification of marijuana. Number 9, we didn't discuss that much because it didn't seem like it was that big a deal. But anyway, maybe it is for some people. The wars are in the list again. Russia and Ukraine at number 9 and the Israeli war at number 2. The discussion continuing of abortion. Was it Alabama? What state was it that went back to an old law that allowed abortion?
It was Arizona.
Arizona.
But that's they overturned right. that this week.
They overturned what?
So the Arizona State Senate went back to a law from 1800, and they just overturned the going back to that law.
Who's they?
The state Supreme Court, I think, or there's something like that. Their state Senate. Somebody.
And how did they do that? Because they're all a bunch of right-wing whack jobs, or what? How is it that held
well,
water.
I don't know if we need to do name calling. I don't know what that's
about. I'm not calling him names. I didn't use.
You just
I didn't
said right wing whack
Joe
job.
Joe Blow right wing. I didn't say Joe Blow right wing whack job. I just said right wing whack job.
Because a lot of these people. It was the Senate that voted to repeal the 1864 abortion ban.
Mm-hmm. And so around and around.
And signed it into law. Yeah.
Okay. So then they'll have, you know what will happen? They'll get it onto a ballot. And when they get it onto a ballot.
It's on the ballot. Just like in Florida. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's on the ballot in November?
I believe so.
Okay. So it'll all get tossed out then anyway, because every state is reversing the trend. And the Supreme Court, I've tried to figure this out or explain, because a lot of people think the Supreme Court voted against Roe v. Wade. They did not. They just said it's up to the states to
Correct.
Figure out what they want to do. And so far, what has there been, a dozen states that have had these elections on the merit of whether or not to basically have a Roe v. Wade law in the state, and every single state has passed it. So what does that tell you? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's see here. Next, the migrant situation is 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Johnson at it. Once again, there's a vote on her motion to vacate. There are a lot of people that are upset with her.
Time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that I have interviewed her. I know you have interviewed her. I think that she's a nice person. I think that she's convicted in this. I'm disappointed with Mike Johnson, too, in many ways. But I don't think getting him out at this point during an election year is the right thing to do. You're going to have the opportunity to re-vote and make decisions again in just 6 months. So wait the 6 months and get it
waste
done.
Of time, money.
It's going to people are going to try to vote them out. It's that door has been opened. It's like people are just going to try to continue voting people out.
Yep. All right, number 5 of the situation continuing with Trump and his legal battles. Number 4, the presidential race. So I have I'm going to take an interesting approach, or hopefully you'll find this interesting, as we more and more concentrate on the third party candidate, that is Mr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There are things that are showing up in places that you wouldn't expect them to show up, that are underscoring Kennedy's points of view. And perhaps one of the most controversial points of view is the situation with people who have filed vaccine injury claims against the federal government because tens of thousands of people, this is sort of one of those, what do they call it, class action lawsuits. Mm-hmm. The story of people who have and believe that through the mandate of getting vaccines, because it was pretty much you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that if you didn't get a shot or get all three of the shots. So there are at least 13,000 people in just one of these injury claim lawsuits. And I'm looking at some of the stories of these people. A 58-year-old pathologist who lost all hearing in her right ear after she got the COVID booster shot. These are people from the medical community. This is what gives this even more of an interesting swing, ladies. This is Dr. Gregory Poland, who is the editor of a scientific journal called Vaccine. It said that he now is having whooshing sounds in his ears, and he never had that before he got his first COVID shot. Here's a nurse practitioner in New York, experienced a ringing sound in ears, a racing heart, and pain in eyes, mouth, and genitals. Did I say this was a lady or a man? I never. Anyway, so this is another person who signed on, and this person believes that the evidence points to COVID vaccines. And so you go on to the list, and that's why I say this is one of the major points of view of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this story appears today in the New York Times, not exactly the first place you'd go to find support for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So if it's in the New York Times quoting doctors from Johns Hopkins University who say that there is a tremendous focus on this because, you know, the doctors who are trying to stand up for this say there were certainly there was more benefit to the COVID vaccines than there is a downside. I don't know that, and they really don't know it either. They can claim it. But if you look at the number of people and the ages of people, and, you know, this is why this had to have been the New York Times counter to it, because they couldn't just let the thing stand. Well, all these medical professionals say that the vaccines are a real problem. The people who were unvaccinated who are over the age of 80, 25% of the people who died in the first year didn't have a shot. Well, we've talked about this before, and I don't want to belabor it necessarily, but there is a lot of reason to believe that those deaths were incorrectly categorized. So the hospitals could get...
A lot of people died because of COVID, but a lot of people died because of something else while also they had COVID at the time of their death.
Right, but it was counted that way. In fact, right. I told you the story about how they were trying to get my friend to say that his mother, who died of, I can't remember what, it was something related to dementia, had COVID. And he waited for 6 weeks arguing about the death certificate because they got paid more if someone died from COVID.
Right. So anyway, in this article, again, they're trying to weave at least some, they're trying to put a crack into the story, but it goes on to quote the former FDA commissioner, Dr. Janet Woodcock, telling in the article, she says she regretted not doing more to respond to people who had harm from the suffering they went through taking the vaccines. So this is pretty damning, and it gives a lot of credibility anyway to Robert F. Kennedy, who has been, by the people who don't like him and who want to support Biden, namely, I don't see there's a whole lot of support among the Trump supporters for the vaccines. Do you?
And Trump Trump supporters are actually, like, not vaxxed at all, and a lot of times Trump will get up there and say, well, we started the vaccine. Well, that's not the most popular stance in the Republican community, that's for sure.
No. Okay, well, that's a good way of putting it. All right, coming up here on the Talk Radio Review, comments from people who are listening to our radio programs. How about that for a novel concept? It's 18 after the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
Man, I knew it. If you're like me when you're driving, you notice how many bad
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I like doing that every once in a while. Jay, I want to do like Ed McMahon. Here's Jay Kirshner.
I thought it was like baseball.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Jay. All right, so we're into social media and what goes on social media and how it affects the things we talk about on the air. And appropriately enough, or not, depends on whether you watch the Law & Order franchise. I've always been a fan of the Dick Wolf shows. I don't watch all of them, but I don't watch that much TV. But if I am attracted to the FBI series, especially the real FBI, the first one that has Missy Peregrine. And
she's great.
She is fabulous. And the other guy whose name I can never remember, but he's so good. No. Well, Jeremy's in it as well. He's a Dick Wolf steady. You know, he's in all of the Dick Wolf stuff. You see the same characters that have been involved in Dick Wolf productions over the years, like Esapatha Murkison is the hospital leader in Chicago Med. Those Chicago shows are all Dick Wolf shows. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because there are things that are trending on social media today. One of the names trending is Mariska Hargitay, who is, many people think, the heart and soul of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, been on the air for 22 seasons, going strong. The ratings are the best of the three Law & Order shows. The ratings for Law & Order SVU are the best of the three. So she became a woman named Kelly Giddish, came onto the show. You said she was on a soap opera,
right? She was on
All
My Children, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she came onto the show. And she and Hargitay have become, in real life, very close friends. And they play also that role in the show. They're close friends. And so for some reason or other, Kelly Giddish was written off of the show last year, and Mariska Hargitay wasn't happy about it. So she went to Wolf and said, "Why'd you do this?" And he hasn't come back with an answer, apparently, yet. And so she's lobbying to get her back on. So every once in a while, like last night's episode, as we do this, the Thursday night episode this week had Kelly Giddish on, doing, you know, her old, the old job, if you will. So Hargitay brings her in as much as she can without restoring her full-time status on the program. I just thought it was interesting to go to dig around inside how the workings of this stuff, you know, how it works, in essence, doing these TV procedural shows. Very interesting. But I know, they're both likable. I think they both play likable characters. Anyway, enough of that. What else is going on with social media? Questions that we've asked Jay this week to listeners of the Good Day Show. You can go to all the social media and use at Good Day Networks to connect with us. So the most captivating stories this week, maybe the who as much as the what here, right? What are people saying?
Yeah, a lot of focus on similar things. Daniel McCutcheon says that the college campus riots will scope us as the Democrats trying to jail their political opponent, which is the beginning stages of the Civil War.
No, let's hope that's not the case.
Jay Whitehead says, unfortunately, the campus protests.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Terry Seavey joins in saying, really, the protesters, the hatred for the Jewish nation, and news of Good Day.
Yeah, there have been a number of listeners, and I need to acknowledge this. The Good Day program, as it does exist now, is going away, effective at the end of this week. We have a Good Day weekend program, and Good Day is still available Monday through Friday. It's just in a different way, shape, and manner. It's a different form. I haven't talked too much about it because, frankly, the whole thing, A, annoys me, B, emotionally it disturbs me, and C, I want to go back to the good old days. So I'm holding on to all of those thoughts. Thank you, though, for the input from a lot of you who were upset about it. It's 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. Nutramedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, back we are with the, I sound like Yoda, right? Back we are on Program That's Good. On that good program, how do I sound? Can I sound more like Yoda?
And Joe Biden, all into one.
Excuse me, Jennifer. Thank you very much. All right, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. We've, as usual, we get sidetracked and we get to a story that we all like and we jump on it. So number 10 is pot reclassification. I'm going through the list. Don't interrupt me, ladies. The war in Russia between the Russians and Ukrainians is 9. Abortion debate is 8. And the situation in Arizona is the focus. The migrant situation is 7. Mike Johnson and his business with Marjorie Taylor Greene is 6. Trump and his legal stuff is 5. The presidential race is 4. The anti-Semitism bill in the House is number 3. The war in the Middle East is 2. And the president, the pro-Palestinian protests. So, to go back to Joe Biden for a moment or two, not to spend too much time on him, he made a big deal out of it in his travels this week, condemning the violence and intimidation going on college campuses. He said, quote, "There's a right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos." And if we go no further than Los Angeles, to the campus of the place where my daughter is a professor and her husband's a professor, UCLA, and see the encampments there between the humanities building and the science building on that green that's in the middle of the campus, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's gross.
And so what other Can you add to that? Because there's other stuff going on.
It seems like people were hired to be there. There are a lot of people that are there that are not students. Some
yeah, that's what Megan,
free
Megan
will
said
because they
that.
Want to
yeah.
cause chaos, not actually peacefully protest. They want to cause chaos and the rioting and the violence and all of that stuff. But I can't help but wonder, are there people paid to be there?
Yeah,
yes.
I think so. And in fact, one of the reporters for Fox News went and tried to go through these student organizations that put these on, and he found like 750,000 came from Rockefeller. You've got George Soros's money in there through the Tides Foundation as well. I mean,
so there's money on both sides for supporting the protesters and the people that are going to break it up. Those people have been paid by someone as well.
Well, it's interesting. So the story with UCLA is a little different than any of the other campuses, and that is that last Thursday, a week ago, they were allowed to build up on the college camp and the quad area, and
yeah.
also fortified their encampment with plywood. And so you had a lot of Jewish students who were being blocked from going on to campus. And in fact, a lot of those videos went viral. Now, apparently, there's a lot of anti-Semitism in that area. And here's the thing with UCLA. It's in the
What, you mean in the area where it's located, the college located?
So UCLA.
It's across from the entrance to Bel Air.
UCLA is in the middle of the biggest Jewish community in the country.
Yeah.
And so this is not the best place to have an anti-Jew rally because right. you're going to start to infuriate people. And there was a lot of anti-Semitism leading up to this just in the neighborhood. So this group of people formed that would walk Jewish people to synagogue on Fridays if they were afraid to go themselves because they were afraid of being attacked.
Yep.
So apparently what I'm hearing is that this group got tired of seeing the kids being pushed out. Someone actually got trapped in the encampment and gotten the heck beaten out of them. They were punching people. And so this group showed up on Wednesday evening and they started going back and forth with the protesters and they were throwing fireworks and 2x4s and just all kinds of stuff. So come Thursday, the pro-Hamas protesters decide to refortify their area. So in case there's more violence, they put up metal, they put up screws, and you know, they tried to not like nail together the plywood, and they had crates. Where they're getting this stuff, it's not cheap. And so that's when police came in, because it took police 2 hours to go in to campus when they were actually beating the heck out of each other. And so the thing that's annoying is that the UCLA PD has jurisdiction here, and they were telling the Jewish students who were calling them because they couldn't get to their class or they couldn't get to their home or they couldn't get on campus, they were telling them, sorry, unless you get attacked, we don't really want to talk to you. The chancellor also said that these protesters who were students wouldn't be broadly suspended or expelled, that he would look at them on a case-by-case basis. So it's a lack of leadership. We haven't heard from the chancellor, from Gavin Newsom, Mayor Bass, Biden not until yesterday. I mean, it's weak sauce.
Well, no, I think Newsom, I saw a couple of comments that Newsom made that were not supportive of all of this.
All he said was, by the way, it didn't come till Thursday. The first time he spoke is that the police should have responded sooner. It's like, well, so should you.
Yeah.
And he runs the CHP, his jurisdiction over the California Highway Patrol, which ultimately ended up responding.
So the House has passed a bill this week that cracks down on anti-Semitic speech on college campuses. So let's see here. About a third of the Democrats voted no for it, and some of the right-wing wackos in the Republican Party said it was a threat to Christian teachings. Where does that come from? I don't even understand that. Why is the bill cracking down on anti-Semitic speech have anything to do with Christian teachings? Anybody? No? Yes?
I don't know the correlation.
No. Uh-uh. All right, anyway, so we have the universities all over the country. Thousands of people have been arrested. Brown University in Providence agreed to consider ending investments linked to Israel. The students are in to the board of the trustees and say, you shouldn't be investing in that stuff. You know what? Mind your own business. Let the college be run. Don't roll over to them because they don't really know what they're talking about. They have no real clue.
It's clear
about
by the amount of girls that I saw arrested in these protests the last few days that they have no idea who they're standing up for.
No, not at all. Okay, next, the Israeli-Hamas war is number 2 this week. The political leader of Hamas said that they were studying the latest ceasefire proposal. Meanwhile, if you look at some of these cities, they do look like cities in Europe during World War II, completely blown out. Blown up. I'm looking at some pictures from southern Gaza, and now what a mess. So anyway, They're trying to, over this weekend, as you hear this program, resume negotiations. The plan, though, the questions being asked, what happens in Gaza? Will they share, will the Israelis share oversight of this part of their country? Anyway, it's really kind of a... There's still, like, apparently, I'm looking at a Wall Street Journal story about compromise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, you know, there's some room there for compromise. All right. What do we know about the anti-Semitism? Let's go back to that for just a second, that bill I just mentioned, the anti-Semitism bill in the House. Who is responsible for that? Where'd that come from, Jen? Do you know
who authored? I can't remember the two people exactly behind it, but I know it's bipartisan. There's a Democrat and a Republican involved with it. And it had bipartisan support and basically would just say, if you don't, if you allow these types of protests, if you allow anti-Semitism on your campus, you're not going to get federal funding. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's something to it. I mean, think about this with any other group of people. If they weren't allowing black people on campus or Arab Americans on campus, what would happen? I mean, people would go nuts. But when it's the Jews, all of a sudden it's, well, it's okay. And there's no problem. I have no problem if you want to sit out there and protest the war. You want to be anti-war. Mm-hmm. But you cannot yell from the river to the sea and not know that you are insinuating Jewish people should be wiped off the map.
It's been going on since the beginning of the Jewish religion, actually, all that stuff. The U.S. this week has accused Russia to move down to number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war, of using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops. This is the violation, you know, the Russians are paying no attention to international law. Yet another reason for the arrest and trial and execution of Vladimir Putin. I found it interesting this week to see that the International Court in The Hague wants to charge the leaders of Israel and the leaders of Palestine, or mostly Hamas, with war crimes, but there's not a peep about Vladimir Putin. And why would that be? What's the, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of it, and what's, I don't even begin to understand. I don't understand what is going on here. Anyway, I've said that, and maybe that's all there is to say about it. Let's see. Joe Biden's number one on the people list. So you'll all be happy to know that Joe's going to award the Medal of Freedom this weekend to 19 people. Guess who's on the list?
Who?
Want to take a guess?
It's not me. It's not you. It's not Jay.
Not Jay. No. But it is Nancy Pelosi, and it is Al Gore.
Of course. Well, he founded the internet, so, you know.
Right. And Michael Bloomberg's getting it. I think that's appropriate. I like Michael Bloomberg. I always have. Let's see here. Katie Ledecky, the Olympic swimmer, is on the list. Michelle Yeoh, the actress, is on the list. Anybody else of interest that people would know? Elizabeth Dole. She's still alive.
I always liked Elizabeth Dole.
Yeah, but I didn't realize she was even still alive. I thought she had died. Let's see here. Medgar Evers.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue is on the list. John Kerry's on the list. Frank Lautenberg used to be a senator from New Jersey. All right. Some of these people are not alive, though, still. Are they? Jim Thorpe? God, he's been gone for a long time. Anyway, okay, so that's the list, and rah-rah, shish kumbah for Joe Biden. All right, let's see here. Stormy Daniels is number 7. I only bring it up because she puts a smile on my face.
I bet she does. Probably not the only one.
No, I just, you know, the whole thing about the ridiculous attitude we have toward, you know, this kind of stuff is just silly. It really is. You know, what's not on here is the running of the 150th Kentucky Derby. I'm sort of surprised. Maybe is that a next week sort of thing? Because we're doing this program. It's heard all over the weekend. It'd just be interesting to see how that shapes up. Anybody got a horse in the race? All right. Anyway, Let's see. Dwayne Eddy passed away. How many people remember him? I'm just mentioning a few names that are not on the list here because the list, all the other names have been on the list for a long time, and we've talked about them, and so is a lot of blah, blah. Christy Noem, I'm kind of trying to figure her out. We talked about her a couple of weeks ago, I think, Jennifer, in light of the fact that she's actually looking like a Trumper, in a manner of speaking. But she really kind of did herself in with this book that has come out, in which she admits to shooting her dog and shooting.
Absolutely no remorse.
No. You don't shoot the dog. You put him to sleep if you want to get rid of him. On the farm, and I know a lot of people who have just shot their dogs because they don't want to bother to go to the vet and get them put to sleep.
Kind of the rancher life, unfortunately. But
yeah, it is. Farm life.
The way I feel about it is that, look, I'm not shooting a dog, not an option for me. But I'm also not a farmer, and I think farmers think of things a little differently. They look at life and life cycles a little differently than people who aren't farmers. That being said, why write about that in a book? You're going to get so much you-know-what writing about it.
Yeah. And she said the dog was untrainable. The dog was less than 2 years old. This was still a puppy. If the dog was so untrainable, did you not try to hire trainers?
I don't think farmers would take the time. That's very city-ish, I think. I don't know. My Uncle George wouldn't be like, I got to get some dog school. Or I got to take this dog to obedience training.
Take him out back and shoot him?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wouldn't. And I know people on the farms that I grew up on would have done it, did do it, but that doesn't make it right.
And they don't write a book about it.
48 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HIM to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HIM to 321-321. That's HIM to 321-321.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com. Great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Time now for our visitation. We've been allowed a visitation with Tom Kreitler.
Sounds like I'm in prison.
Yes, right. Or I could be in prison. One or the other. Maybe both are imprisoned. So we're visiting with Tom, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, also responsible for answers to lots of your questions on their podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. We'll highlight some of the things that are in there during the course of our conversation aimed at helping you come up with ideas, help for weekend tasks. That's why we have Tom here on this day of the week. And here's Deborah, who listens to our program. She's got a dog.
Okay.
And can't keep the dog from jumping and scratching the inside of her house, the doors especially.
Yeah.
And she wants a practical way to protect her doors. So what have you got for her?
Train the dog.
Right. It's Chewy's time. Yes, that would be the best place to go.
I think one of the ways that I've suggested folks deal with this over the years, which seems to be working very well, is to put a shield on that door using plexiglass or Lexan, Doug. So basically cutting a piece to fit, you know, the inside of the door as high up as the dog usually scratches, and then mount that to the door. So now when the dog jumps, the dog is only going to be scratching the plastic. Lexan actually is a lot tougher than plexiglass, so that's probably the best material for that project.
All right. So you got it, boys and girls. You got that. You can always count on Tom and his advice. Okay, on the next episode of the Money Pit podcast, building a greenhouse. I've been fortunate enough to have, I have a greenhouse at my house on the back end of the barn.
Yeah.
Now, this is about building a greenhouse that's made out of glass or a plastic greenhouse.
It's the whole wide world of available greenhouses today. I mean, look, if you want to build a greenhouse suitable for a nursery, go ahead. But I mean, you can purchase greenhouses that are small and easy to set up. You can purchase greenhouses that are sort of medium size for like the weekend warrior gardener. I myself recently purchased a greenhouse kit from Costco.
Did you?
And I saw it in the store and I said, huh, to my surprise, it was actually very well made.
Is it glass?
No, it's plexiglass. It's a wood
plexiglass frame. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it has a plexiglass
panels that are, I'm not quite sure exactly what kind of plastic it is. I think it's a plastic that's actually treated with UV so that it reflects the heat. I don't think it's glass, but I think it's a type of plexiglass. Yeah, that's on my to-do list to put that together. I laughed because when I read it, you know, it said, get a friend to help assemble it.
Yeah, help.
And it came with an instruction booklet that was, guess how many pages this book was, Doug?
Just 144.
Well, you're not that far off. It was 104.
Wow. Yeah. But you know what's good about you? Your wife is fabulously handy, whether she came that way or whether you've just sort of put her into the groove. But I like when you do stuff because the two of you often do it together.
We do.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We do. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of fun to have that way of sharing experiences together. No question about that. All right. Let's turn over to the Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. What's attracted my attention this week is the story about portable power options in blackouts. So when I first saw this, I was thinking, because I went to an auction this week and I brought, like, gobs. I have so many things that I've kind of accumulated over the years, the drills and the saws and electric hammers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found that nobody wants to use the ones that you plug in anymore.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They've become somewhat antiquated.
Yeah, it's all a battery-operated thingamabubbers now. Well, so I was thinking, when I first saw this, I thought, well, it's portable power stuff that causes the electricity to go down. That's not what you're talking about here, but it just came into my mind that those things are...
Well, I mean, on that topic, I'm amazed when I see the professional tools now that are used on skyscrapers that are all battery-powered to cut.
Yeah.
Cut steel and drill steel.
Yeah.
But no, we're talking about generators in this particular edition. And the fact is that power is not as reliable as it used to be. So you're really smart to have a generator. And the best one to have would be sort of a whole house generator like I do, where you have one switch, sort of a master switch, that when the street power goes off, it automatically re-engages. It's called a transfer switch. But you don't have to have one that big. If you just have a portable generator, you can have a small transfer switch. And the nice thing about that, Doug, is you can just plug into one place. You don't have to run a bunch of extension cords. You just connect to the transfer switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have selected, you know, three, maybe four circuits in your house that you want to run. So, like the one that runs your refrigerator or your heat.
Yep.
Probably not your air conditioning, because if it's a portable, you need more power.
I bet you nobody thought about that because they, you know, it's pretty easy. It makes so much sense when you think about it. But it's somebody, you got to be directed toward it, and that's what's so good about the information. MoneyPit.com/newsletter, and the same for the podcast, the Money Pit Home Improvement Program here.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. Pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.